Good morning. You ready to worship? Yeah. All right. I thought I might start this morning with a song that some of the upcoming generation might enjoy. Romans 16:19. Here we go. Be excellent at?
What is good.
Be innocent of?
Evil.
Okay, go back to the previous slide. Be excellent at?
What is good.
Be innocent of?
Evil.
I think we've got it. Okay.
Romans 16:19 says.
Romans 16:19 says. I can't hear you. Romans 16:19 says. Once again.
Romans 16:19
says. Ready? Here we go. Be excellent at what is good. Be innocent
of evil.
Let's be excellent
at what is good. Be innocent of evil.
And the God of peace will soon crush Satan. Yes, God will crush him underneath your feet. Sing it again. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan. Yes, God will crush him underneath your feet. Romans 16:19 says. All together, come on.
Romans 16:19
says. Here we go. Romans 16:19 says. Who else got it? Romans 16:19 says. Be excellent
at what is good.
Be innocent
of evil.
Let's be excellent
at what is good.
Be innocent of what?
Of evil.
And what?
And the God of peace will soon crush Satan. Yes, God will crush him underneath your feet. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan. Yes, God will crush him underneath your feet.
Ending. Romans 16:19 says. Let me hear you.
Romans 16:19 says.
Amen.
Absolutely. We just had church.
What we just sang is called a conditional promise. If we do something, something else will happen. Be excellent at good, be innocent of evil. Doesn't say be excellent at evil and innocent of good, right? It's the opposite. Okay? And what happens? If we're excellent at good and innocent of evil, what happens? Where?
Underneath our feet.
Yeah! You know what that refers to? That takes us all the way back to Genesis, doesn't it? You got it. We've got a prophecy of the coming of Christ. The adversary will bruise his heel, but our Lord and Savior will crush his head underfoot. I like that. That's exactly what that means.
Amen.
Yes, it does. It does. It's also a reminder to walk in the authority that's been given to us, because he's crushed under our feet as well, not just our Lord and Savior's. We have that authority.